Hi, this is Dr. Mohammad Saeed, dictating medical report. Patient first name is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D, last name Farooq, F-A-R-O-O-Q. Date of birth is 02-15-1955, period examination date is 02-22-2022, period examination. Chief complaint colon, the patient came today with a chief complaint of nasal congestion, comma, right nostril pain, comma, right-sided sinus headache, and tongue ulcer, period, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he travel from abroad 2 weeks ago, came, and he noticed pain in the right nostril, which was minimal in the beginning, but is persistent now, and there is a sharp pain associated with that. It is not constant pain. Then patient did not use any medications. After that, he developed pain radiating to the right frontal sinus, and he has a sinus type headache on and off, and patient had low grade fever without any chills. Weird. Next time, patient also noted small ulcer on the tongue. It is not painful. Correction, it is not painful now, and he does not have any swallowing difficulty. Weird. Patient did not have any cough or exposure to any infections or allergies. Weird. Patient had a COVID test done after arrival to U.S. Here, next line. Correction, patient had COVID-19 test before boarding the plane. Here, next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, changing in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, comma, skin rashes. Period, next line. A correction or nosebleed. Period, next line. Past medical history is significant for her chronic bronchitis, and he is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 2 or 3 times a day as needed. Period, next line. Patient also have a history of vitamin D deficiency, and he is on vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week. Period, next line. Allergies are none. Period, next line. Social history, patient is married, lives with his wife, and he has 3 adult children. Period, patient never smokes cigarette or alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Patient is currently not working, and his exercise mostly walking. Period, next line, object of colon. HEENT examination reveals minimal redness of the right nostril, without any bleeding. Period. Oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. Period. Tongue examination has 2 to 3 millimeter size ulcer on the left lateral wall, without any bleeding, and there is no tenderness. Period. Next line, patient has a right frontal sinus headache. Period, next line. Neck is supple without any lymphoid enlargement or thyroid enlargement. Period, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The bowels are active. Period, next line. Extremities and no cap tenderness. Ready to monitor tremors. Period, next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Yannick, Y-A-N-I-K, last name is G-O-T-S-E-V. Date of birth is 05-25-1969. Period examination date is 02-22-2022. Period, next line. Chief complaint colon, patient came today after laboratory test Period next line, subjective colon. Patient came today with his wife, and patient is aphasic due to stroke. And wife studied that patient, had a fasting blood test, and his LDL cholesterol was high. Patient is not on any statins. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, focal, comma, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Like a supple with only thyroid enlargement or left enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels. Abdomen is non-tender and it's obese. And bowels are active. Period. Extremities are remarkable. Period. Next patient. Linda, L-I-D-A, last name is Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Date of birth is 03-13-1949, period examination date is 02-22-2022, period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of correction, patient came today as a follow for bilateral hip pain, period next line, subject to colon, patient stated, patient came today with his son, stating that his, that her, both pains, both hips are painful and it is for support exertion. And patient is going to have a hip replacement, and she is scheduled, and she is referred to pulmonologist for pulmonary clearance. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to any infections or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, changing the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremor. Period. Next line, objective colon. Take a supple without any lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination as normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is obese and without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, passive range of both the hips are painful and weight bearing is most painful. Patient uses a walker. Period. Next patient is Yusuf, Y-U-S-U-F, last name is Raslov, R-A-S-U-L-O-V. Date of birth is 03-22-1954, period examination date is 02-22-2022, period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of tremor of the right hand, comma, low blood glucose, and follow up after colonoscopy, period next line, subject to colon, patient came today with his granddaughter. And he stated that he has tremors in the right hand. Sometimes he has difficulty writing. And this has been happening for past 3 to 4 months and is progressively getting worse. Patient does not have any walking difficulty, period. Next line, patient had a blood sugar reading in fasting state 64. Patient did not have any symptoms. And he was on he was on Lantus insulin as well as Trulicity, and both medications has been put on hold for past 1 week. And his fasting blood glucose is ranges from 130 to 140 milligram per day. Today his blood sugar reading in the clinic is 128, period. Next line. patient had a screening colonoscopy and had 9 polyps removed. And he has a follow-up appointment with the gastroenterologist. And he was told to have colonoscopy done in 3 years period. Patient said that he does not have any bleeding at this time, and he has a significant constipation period. Next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infection or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, period. Next line. Past medical history. Significant for hypercholesterolemia. He is on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day along with the low salt diet. Correction along with the low fat diet, period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes mellitus and he is on glipizide 10 mg one tablet twice a day. Cavalentus insulin 32 units. Subcutaneous injection once a day. And trulicity, 3 mg subcutaneous injection once a week. Comma, metformin 1000 mg twice a day. Along with low carb diet. Period. Next line. Patient also have a history of lymphostasis of both the lower extremities. Has been seen by vein specialist as well as specialist for lymphatic disease, lymphatic edema. Weird. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Allergies are none, period. Next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and he has 5 adult children, period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, has TFLAC drug use, and is currently retired, period. Next line. Objective colon. Please add in the subjective patient came today as a follow-up for lymphatic edema, period. Next line. Same line. Patient seen by specialist. And has a follow-up appointment, period. Next line. Continuation. HEENT examination. A correction, neck is supple with only thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. For next line. Heart examination has a novel heart sounds with only murmur. For next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally with only wheezing. For next line. Abdomen is soft, slightly obese with only tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has a non-pedic edema bilaterally. There are no open wounds or ulcers. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Patient has fine tremors of the right hand. And there is no rigidity noted, period. Next line. Next patient. Vanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, last name her, H-E-R-R. Date of birth is 0106, 1949, period. Examination date is 0222. 2022, period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam and complaining of cold feeling in the toes and follow-up for nicotine dependency, period, next line. Subject to colon patient stated that she feels coldness in the toes, but there is no burning sensation. And patient does not have any claudication pain in the legs, period. Next line, patient is a smoker, and she has cut down to half pack of cigarettes per day. And patient is referred to smoking cessation program. Period, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss, weight gain, comma, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, dopamine, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to an infection or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, changing the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, comma, skin rashes or depression, period, next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, and she is on lisinopril 20 milligram once a day along with low salt diet. And patient also have a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on lovastatin 20 milligram once a day along with low fat diet, period. Next line. Allergies to alendronate, mild rashes. Also allergy to house dust, mild rashes without any respiratory distress, period. Next line. Other diagnosis includes osteoporosis diagnosed in 2017. Period, next line. Family history, father had lung cancer and passed away. Grandfather had abdominal cancer, passed away, period. Next line, preventive care is reviewed and discussed with patient. And she had a COVID vaccination times two along with booster dose, period. Next line, social history, patient lives by herself. And sun is nearby. Period. Patient smokes half pack of cigarettes per day. And she is currently retired. Period. Patient drinks wine 2 times a week. Patient drinks wine 3 times a month. Period. Patient is very active at home, and she is on healthy diet, period. Next line, objective colon HENT examination is unremarkable, period. Next line, acousaple without any carotid bruise or thyroid enlargement, period. Next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymphoid enlargement, period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period. Next line, abdomen is soft with orange tenderness and bowels are active, period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors, period. Examination and there are no palpable pulses on dorsal spatis bilaterally. There are no ischemic changes to the toes, but the toes feel cold. There is also a callus on the some of the toes, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination is within normal limits, period. Next line, psychologically patient appears stable and has normal affect, period. Next line, skin is healthy without any rashes, period. Next question is Harcharan, Harcharan Lassam Singh, Singh. Date of birth is 07/10/1948, period. Examination date is 02/22/2022, period. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. Chief complaint of upper back pain, comma, low back pain, comma, dryness of the scalp and a tremors of the hand. Here, next line, subject to colon. And correction, also patient came today as a follow-up after MRI of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient said that he still have a pain in the upper back. And the most pain is about thoracic 10 or 11 vertebra. And pain level is 6 or 7 upon exertion. It is relieved after resting period. Patient also complain of low back pain, but it does not radiate. And the low back pain level is less than 5. It is worse upon exertion period. Patient had MRI of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine without any contrast, and it showed thoracic compression vertebra 11, and also there is mild kyphosis period. Lumbar spine also have multiple areas of facet. Arthropathy along with bulging of the disc. And spondylolisthesis period. Had a long discussion with patient regarding the results, and all his questions are answered to his satisfaction. He verbalized full understanding period. Next slide, patient also noted the tremors of his hands on and off, and he's able to do his activities of daily living. Period. He has noticed the tremors for past several weeks. Period. Next line. Patient also have dryness of the scalp. And he has used hydrocortisone lotion 2.5% without any relief. Period. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied. Excessive weight loss of weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to any infectious allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, rashes or depression. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for lupus, and he is on azithromycin 50 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day. Comma. Hydroxychloroquine 200 milligram, 2 tablets a day, prescribed by a rheumatologist. Next line, patient also have a history of osteoporosis, and he is on Prolia 60 milligram subcutaneous injection every 6 months. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he is on Prevastatin 20 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Your next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and he's on nifedipine 60 milligram once a day along with low salt diet. Period. All other medications also reviewed and reconciled. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Correction, social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and is retired. Patient has no history of smoking, cigarettes, from alcohol use or substance abuse. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity. Period. Next line. Heart examination has novel heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear, bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and balls on the rectus. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Correction, similar patient also have fine tremors of the upper extremities. Period. Next line. musculoskeletal examination reveals the tendons of the paraspinal soft tissues of the thoracic spine, and most tenderness is present around T11. Also, there is a mild kyphotic flexion deformity period. Next line, lumbar spine examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine, and also there is the tenderness of the facets period. Lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees, and also lateral flexion period. Most pain is upon weight bearing period. End of dictation.